From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. White House officials say President Donald Trump will sign executive orders Tuesday that would effectively dismantle Obama-era environmental regulations, rekindling the debate about how human activity affects the Earth's climate. A senior White House official told reporters late Monday that Trump believes he can balance twin goals of protecting the environment while also promoting energy production in the U.S. Trump is directing federal agencies to identify rules the administration says impede domestic energy production as a first step in a six-month process to create a blueprint for the administration's future energy policy. White House senior aide Jared Kushner has agreed to speak to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence about meetings he had with Russians during last year's presidential campaign. Meanwhile, President Trump is assigning an additional task to his young son-in-law. VOA Steve Herman has details.
The second-generation real estate investor, who was married to Trump's daughter Ivanka, is to lead the new White House Office of American Innovation. It will try to make the federal government run more like an efficient business.
The new office will operate out of the powerful West Wing of the White House and be staffed by former business executives from such corporations as Microsoft and General Motors, as well as the Goldman Sachs Investment Bank.
At Monday's White House briefing, the press secretary brushed off questions about whether the 36-year-old Kushner, a newcomer to government, is qualified to lead the office. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in Russia sentenced opposition leader and anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny on Monday to 15 days in jail for resisting police and fined him 20,000 rubles, about $350, for organizing what authorities said was an illegal mass protest in Moscow. Navalny rejected official claims that the demonstration Sunday afternoon was illegal. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peshkov on Monday said Moscow authorities offered two alternative sites to the organizers, according to the Interfax news agency. South Korean officials say salvage crews have found a body that may be one of the missing victims of a 2014 ferry disaster that killed more than 300 people. The Maritime Ministry said the remains were found in the area where crews raised the ship's wreckage last week. The ferry capsized in April 2014 with 476 people on board, many of them high school students, as the ship was traveling from Incheon to the holiday resort of Jeju Island. A total of 304 people died in what is one of the country's worst maritime disasters. The UN Human Rights Chief is calling on Iraq's military and a U.S.-led coalition to review their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State group in Mosul, warning that they should not fall into what he called the militants' trap of endangering civilians. Zayed Raad al-Hussein issued a statement Tuesday. The UN says at least 307 people were killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in western Mosul. It attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for western Mosul, Iraqi and coalition airstrikes, as well as Islamic State shelling and improvised explosive devices. Rupert Koval is a spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The most deadly incident occurred on the 17th of March when an airstrike, reportedly targeting ISIL snipers and equipment, hit a house in Al-Jadida neighborhood in western Mosul City. Witnesses reported that ISIL had previously forced at least 140 civilians into the house to be used as human shields. They also said that ISIL had booby-trapped the house with improvised explosive devices. So far, official figures indicate that at least 61 people were killed in this single incident, but the actual figure may be much higher.
That's Rupert Koval of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. The United Nations began negotiations Monday on an international nuclear weapons ban, which is opposed by countries that already possess nuclear weapons. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.